We're up to Masechta Erchin, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Four lines on the top. We're going through an entire Shas, wherever it says the word Hakol, wherever it says everything, what's it coming to include? We're up to now here, Hakol Chayavim Bezimun. Last thing we did was why everyone included in Megillah, include women. Second Gimel, Hakol Chayavim Bezimun. Everyone is included when it comes to Zimun. The Zimun of the olden days was not just a bench like a mezuzah we have today, but whoever led the benching is the only one to bench, and everybody else had to listen in, and they were yaitzah. So everyone is obligated to mezimun lasuye, might include who? Lasuye noshim v'avodim, to include women and to include servants, slaves. Tanya, we learned, noshim, women, mezamas la'atzman, they also have to mezamba, but to themselves, we don't want them to mezamba together with men. Why not? Because of tznius, we don't want them to be together. Rashi says here, but two women, two avodim, what do you call it? Two women cannot join men, right? So everyone wants to know, because the chiv of women are different than men, because women don't say brischa shechasamta b'sereinu, because it's bris milah, and nor this is Rashi shita in brachas, nor do they have an anachla in Eretz Yisrael. So Tais already in Brochus discussed, what about a coin? And a Levi, they don't have an Achal Eretz Yisrael, which is a coin, so does that mean they're not chayv in benching? Tais gives there a different reason. So, well, one according to Rashi, Rashi has two women. What about one woman and two men? Maybe she could be Mitzayv to Mizumim. There's a whole debate on that. But, Vavodim is Amlat, servants of themselves, so therefore, so that's what comes to teach you chayv. It's Hakom Mitzayv for Lezimun. So everyone has some mezamim. Everyone could be combined. Lasuy mai, lasuy kotnai deil mevorchin. A child knows how to make a bracha. And the Gemara in Brachas has a machlok. Remember Rav and Abaye? They're very young. They want to know if you know who the Eivisht is. And what it, so Rav said, he pointed, asked him, who is Hashem? He pointed to the ceiling. And Abaye went outside and pointed to the sky. And of course, you already explained that what's the machlok is Abaye and Rav. What's the difference? He pointed to your ceiling, he pointed to your sky. Rav and Nachman, you deil mevorchin. You know who to make a bracha. Mezamim Allah. You can include them in mezumin. Taj really says over here, that it doesn't mean that women are chayiv to be mezamen. Taisa mezamen says women can be mezamen. And v'alzeh samchu noshim shalonu she'ein mezamen, concludes Taisa mezamen. That's why women today are not mezamen, because even noshim mezamen, that means they can, not that they have to. Okay. More hakoil. Hakol mitam mezib. Everyone is mitam if they're having a mission. Lasuy, who's everyone? Lasuy, tiduk ben yemi, a child just born already has his well time. You learned ish. It says in pasuk ish. If a person has, you know, ish tzrua. Where is the pasuk? It says ish ki yezov. Sorry, it says twice ish. Ma tamalim ish is twice. Larav is tinuk beyemecha. Shem tam is ziva. Even a tinuk. Interesting. The word ish is marba. Always ish. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ziva Rabbi Yehuda. It says in pasuk vehazov ziva. Whoever it is, that is zov. Whoever has a submission. And then the pasuk says la zochar v'lanakeva. So kosher who zochar, no matter who it is, ben katan ben gadol. Lanakeva kosher. Keva ktan megdala. Both of them have this. You came matam lemi ish. Why is it twice ish? Why double up? Give it a teyde kolosher. We have numerous times the teyde that talks like people talk. Hakom etamim betamim meis. Everybody is included in tamim meis. Lasuye mai. To include what? Lasuye. Who am I including in this here? Lasuye cotton. To include a cotton. To include a child. Sorry, I would have thought, ish asher yitma. If a person becomes tummy and then he walks inside the base of English, he gets courage. It says ish. I would have ish in cotton loy. Kamash v'lon. Therefore, it says a posig. It says, while the foshes are meis. It says, while the foshes. Asher ho yisham. And any nefesh that was there is included in tummy. El ish lemutimai. What's it coming? Ish lemayed lemutay cotton mekodis. If a cotton does all this, you don't get courage. Taisa wants to know, what do you need a pasuk to my kodesh? A cotton is part of more ancient in the Torah. I need a special pasuk here to my cotton for kodesh. Why would you think otherwise? So Taisa says, maybe since we have a special pasuk to be marba a cotton in the law, including in the laws of Tumah, I would have thought you'd be chayv kodesh as well. Kamashal and Deloy. Now, you know, there's a big machlekes. This thing, normally everyone says that you don't get kares under 20 years old. The Chacham Tzvi says there's no such thing. A thing about 20 years old. It's 13 that you get kares.
As soon as you become a little mitzvahs.
Yeah, why should it be different in the mind than any other? Not like the others who learn that's 20 years old. You heard all that. So, one of the guys they bring from here, there's no such thing as 20 years old. Because when you say you're cutting the kares, sounds like, but once you're over a cotton, once you're over 13, you do get kares.
Where does the number 20 come from?
Oh, you know where does it come from? Is because the Gemara says, Yitzchak says, Ki at avinu, because Mashiach will come. Mm. They'll ask him, he'll say, take off the first 20 years that don't count. As he starts off, take off the first 20 years that don't count. And then the next 50 years, you know, half the sleep, and so on and so forth. So when we first start 20 years that don't count, because you don't get kares until you're 20. Shemayim, you don't get punished until you're 20
years old. The only time we saw 20 when halacha is going to get to buying land.
Yeah, let's do it with maturity. Yeah. The Nehu Yehuda goes further. The Nehu Yehuda says that not only that you're punished over 13 years old, that once you're over 13, you're also going to get punished for things you did when you're under 13. So on Shon Yom Kippur, you have to ask Mechila, not only for over 13, but things you did before. You don't get punished before 13 while you're before 13, which is a big change. Anyway, let's invite you. We just did that. So anyway, right? Hakol b'tam b'negoyim. Everyone's included in leprosy. Lassu, you might include one. Lassu, you cotton to include a child as well. Sagt, I've never thought. Ish tzuru aksiv. It says only if a person has saras. Ish in cotton, only an adult. K'mashalon. V'emochinami, maybe taka, only adult. Adam ki yibab sorim, mekol mokum. So the person has in his boss, I don't care what age you are. Adam doesn't mean, ish means a man and over 13. Adam can mean a woman. Adam can mean anybody. Well, ish lamli to Tanya. What need ish for? We learned ish. Ain't ish. Ish a menayin. Hain a woman. Because as ish. Ish is like a fucking woman. Kisho oime v'ha tzerua hadei kan shenayim. And what's this? And this tzerua? That's the second person. In kain, that's a woman. Ma tam lami ish. What is it an ish for? Le'inyel shel mata. Regarding the next set of dinim, which is talks about pareya, that you have to let your hair grow and you have to tear your clothes. Ish pareya pareya. But ve'ene ish a paras. And we don't have a woman to grow a hair or to make holes in her clothes. Hakol roi is a goyim. Everybody can see leprosy. Hakol kshein leaders a goyim. Everybody is kosher to view leprosy. Lasui mice. Only koyin when you come to include lasui shei the boki behen uber shmersen. To include a koyin who does not know what he's doing. V'amar ma didn't we learn ainu boki behen uber shmersen roi is a goyim. Somebody does not know what he's talking about. He a koyin he cannot pronounce it. I'm loving the kasha. How did mazbele v'savar? How mazbele v'savar? If you explain to him afterwards and he knows, fine. If you don't know, so in other words, Rashi says over here. That Rashi Shein Abaki. V'hoylech tamachacham Yisrael. A tamachacham Yisrael goes with the coin. V'roi ima, he sees with the coin. V'oimle, he says to him, Amoy Tomei. Say Tomei. Who oime toir? Who oime? So he says it. Toir, say toir. Who oime? He says it. Chatume v'atara tluye b'maymen ha-coin. So the decision making can be done by a tamachacham. But who can actually pronounce it and make the person toir? Or Tomei, only a coin can. Only a coin can. Yeah. Tracy asked a very interesting question. It says here, he quotes about Teres Kainu. It says, Afilu Koyin Shaita Rayin Agoyim. So he says, if you call the guy a Shaita, what do you mean you just learned Masbrele? No, you say Masbrele if you tell him and he understands. It's Chashaita. So he says, you can still be a Kohen Shaita and understand things. He says, why? That, because ain't no boki bifne atzma. You got to explain to him. So Tesis has an interesting. So Shaita doesn't mean a total idiot.
Who's out of his mind.
Yeah, because in Marichagi, he says, Shaita, you know, he has
one. He's just a person who's never learned.
Like exactly what Tesis says here, first shot.
He's ignorant of the halakha, but if you explain it to him, he'll understand it.
Yeah, so Tesis, that's Tesis' first answer. So Tesis' first answer is Shaita doesn't mean an idiot, because Shaita can mean somebody doesn't stand on its own, but you explain to him in a stance. Second answer to Tesis is, no, Shaita's a total idiot. It means a Talmud Chacham. If somebody explains it to the Talmud Chacham, that the Talmud Chacham understands, and then he just tells the Kohen what to do. So Tesis has a question. If you can explain to him, every person has to learn in life. So what's the Chiddush explained to him today, or he learned it in school and he knows from yesterday? It's the same thing. So Taisa says, because the Pshat is, he knows nothing about Tzaras. This is the only Tzaras you explained to him, and that's good enough. You don't have to have a degree, like a, you know, a rav. You have to know the whole your day or whatever. So, on these gemaras here, we have piskei tesis, which is different than most masechtas. The piskei tesis in the back are very usually exactly the opposite of what tesis says here. We don't know who wrote tesis here, but exactly the opposite. So, right here in this gemara here, tesis has an amazing thing that everybody wants to know where he gets it from and why he puts it here. Tesis says that any city that has a chazer inside that city doesn't have any mezuzahs on any of the houses. Where do we learn this in the Gemara here? Anywhere by mezuzahs. And why not? And where does he get it from? And which tesis is it? There's a chazer in the city, no mezuzahs. Tell you what, right?
What's
Pturim la mezuzah. Potter. Sorry?
What city has?
Any city that has a chazer in it.
Pig.
He didn't say shouldn't. Doesn't need any mezuzahs.
That's not the halacha.
Okay, let's continue. Tell you what, right? Everybody can go ahead and put the water in with ashes for the paraduma. Cutting the child. To include a woman. What's the mice? Now we learn hakvich shen lekad child. You the machshir cutting the poisel be isha the regnus. He passed by a woman and had the regnus. And we learned the regnus of yuma. Hakok shein lahazel. Everybody is kosher to sprinkle the blood, the mayim, and the paraduma lasi and malasi. Or to include someone who doesn't have a bris milah because his brothers died. That even though he's an odol, because it's not his fault, his hazor is kosher.
So the rabbanon are machshir that a woman could be makabel kiddushin for someone.
Not kiddushin. This is kaddish, the mayim and the efer of parah aduma, the kaddish to make the sanctify the water.
Yeah, okay. I didn't hear.
Sorry.
As fast as you were.
Sorry. Okay. Hakol shechtin lasui mai. We had this in Gemara Chulin. Everybody can shech. Was including lechodel lasui kusi. It says twice in the Mishnah. Want to tell you that even the kusi can shech. Lechodel lasui Yisrael mumer can shech. Also, hakol mai lechisrael. Everybody can go up to Yisrael. We had this in the end of Tzuvah. Is lasui might include lasui avodim to include a servant. If, for example, the Rashi says if a servant does not want to be sold outside of Eretz Yisrael, only Eretz Yisrael, we force the master to go up to Eretz Yisrael and sell him there. Yeah. And the case goes further. That the Eved can say, I want to live in Eretz Yisrael. Forget about selling me. You even want to keep me. I want to live in Eretz Yisrael. So either we move to Eretz Yisrael, or I'm free. The one who says that the Mishnah says Mefeish Avodim that this hakel this what need hakel for lasuye minova hayofel inovera from a good environmental temperature to a bad environment where you're living right now chutzlara is good, taking that soil is bad, and the same thing applies to shleim. What do I mean? Not everybody can force you to leave. So Eved Sheborach v'Chutzlar Yisrael, for Eved fled for Chutzlar Yisrael, you don't take him out. Hakol Ma'ilin L'Yishalayim. Everybody goes to Yishalayim. So Minova Hayofel Nova Ro. Within that Yisrael itself, we can force each other to go to Yishalayim, even though Yishalayim the temperature is not as good as the rest of Yisrael. The Ein Hakol Matzin Lasui Mai was not coming. You don't leave Yishalayim Lasui Menavaro Lavi Yofed. Someone wants to leave Yishalayim because of the bad temperature environment to go somewhere else. It snows in Yishalayim. Want to go somewhere else? It doesn't snow. You can't do that.
Is it going
through? No, no order at all. It's random. Yeah, it must be in order here. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be any order because it's all over the place. Now we're going to start learning other Mishnahs where it starts itemizing Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim. Why would you have to search? Just say Hakko. What if they say Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim? Hakko Chayav Masukah. Everyone's Chayav Masukah. Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim. Pshita, why would you think that a Kohen or a Levi Yisrael is potter from Sukkah? Ihani loy mechayve, man mechayve, they're not chayve Sukkah, who is chayve? These are B'nai Yisrael. Koinim is a chiddush koinim. Why? Salke dar mitzvot. How you look? See if it says basukas teishu. You should live in a sukkah. But Amar Mar and Rava said to us himself a sukkah teishu. Shivas yomim came to dulu. You have to live in a sukkah like you live at home. Said they're reading about him after the emergency missioner. Madida. Ishu ishta at home. It's a man and a woman. Av sukkah ishu ishta. Only if a man can live with a woman. And what's the problem? Koinim while they're serving in the base of Migdash and not have any tashrus with the wives. Hani koinim hoyim nei avoidinu loy lechayv. Since they cannot do tuduru, so they should be exempt from sukkah. Kamashalon. You're right. In the sukkah in the base of Migdash they're potter from sukkah. He did tudi b'shas avoida. They were potter b'shas avoida because they can't live with their wives. And because they have to always say the camera come to me, you know that. But loy shas avoida chiyuve mechayve. But not shas avoida, they can go to have a night and then in the morning go to mikveh.
I got a question for you. B'shas mitzvah sukkah, they're oily regal anyway. They're away from their wife and their home.
Oh, the wife went with them. We had an imir of merchagiga. The woman, man, heavy the child till here. The woman says she went to the shlaim.
But doesn't the Beleza say the whole problem is a man should stay at home with his family on Yom?
Yeah, that's important. That must be. That's why the Rambam says they must be coming after Chorban Bayis Hamikdash. The Rambam uses this to say why we don't sleep in the sukkah. Because he says that women don't like to sleep in the sukkah, and since Teshu and Kiduru, and since you have to live with your wife is not chayiv in the sukkah, she's potter. If it's uncomfortable, she doesn't go there.
So
therefore, you don't.
To.
Therefore, you have no chayiv today to live in the sukkah, especially if it's cold at night. People who travel, so they're exempt while they're traveling, but when they're not traveling, they're not exempt. There's two mitzvahs right next to each other. One is don't wear shatnas, the next one is yishpon tzitzis. And we learn from there, but that esedoy chaloisa said they wear tzitzis climbs. I would have thought, man, the law used to recline like a bay one who can never wear shatnas, he has the chiv of tzitzis. The belt is chayim and climb. There's a machlekes if all the koinim's belt were climb or just the koin gadol's belt. From this gemara, they bring it out. Says all the koinim. Kamashalon comes teaching. He the ishtri be eden avoida. They're only permitted to wear climb during the avoida. But not during the avoida. They're not mutter. Big machlekes. The Rambam, the Ravid, how far we take this eden avoida. It doesn't mean all day. It means only while they're actually doing avoida. But you have to take it off. So Teshu wants to know, since we're comparing the two, and since women are chayv in the eats of klein, why don't we say the chayv mitzvah tzitzit as well? And then if you have a p'tur for why the chayv mitzvah tzitzit, maybe they should be potter from the eats of klein, because the two are linked together. And that's already explained, because the hekesh that the huksha isha lisha overrides that. And on the other hand, tzitzit is the potter, because other reasons, mitzvah shiron gram. So everyone is chayv in tefillin, koin lewin shiron pshita. Why shouldn't there be chayiv? Koyinim itzichle. We need koyinim. Sakhli, I would have thought. Hoyelach siv. Tefillin shayad and shayroish. Now, koyinim couldn't wear tefillin shayad because their tunic that they wore had to be touching in their flesh. So they couldn't have the shayad, which is in between. It would be a chatzitza. So therefore, we would think that they're potter from tefillin altogether. Koyinim, I would have thought, hoyelach siv. Kshartam lois al yodecha. Tavid bayinecha. Called Isa Mitzvah Yad, Isa Mitzvah Yad. I would have thought that since Koinim cannot wear Tefillin Shel Yad, they shouldn't even wear Tefillin Shel Rosh either. Behind the Koinim, Hoyel Vishlo Mitzvah Mitzvah Yad, Tzivi Yil Bashab Sor, it has to be the Tehunik if it's directly on the flesh. Shalai Yadav Chaitzes Beinoi Beim Sadev, there's nothing in between. Ika Eim Lev Mitzvah Dorish Namil Lele Chayv, Kamash Loi Makma Dodi. This is one that I want to bring that sits that film has two mitzvahs. The machlek is if Shayad Shel Rosh two mitzvahs or mitzvah. This one that I want to bring is two mitzvahs because you see by Koinim clearly that the, you know, shayad the pot, and yet they still have the chayim and shadosh.
What about the mitznefes? How do they wear the mitznefes?
There's a space between, like it sits in the mitznefes, or mitznefes in the forehead. There's a space there just for two. The time we learned, tefillah shayad, einema kever shadosh, as you know, kever shayad. The only thing we know is that if you're wearing both tefillah, the shayad comes first, but if you don't have, you still have to wear. Why do we say by the hand that they don't wear shayad? Because there shouldn't be anything in between. The hat has to be slouched on the head. Where do they wear film? Tana, we learn that the mitznefesh was raised up a little bit, and therefore there was space between the hat and the forehead. Or between the tzitzit and the snefesh, which the tzitzit was wrapped around the forehead so that they can put on film. Okay, hakol chayavin. Bitkiya Shofer. Everyone is chayim in Tkiya Shofer. Hakar chayim in Tkiya Shofer. Everyone's chayim in Tkiya Shofer. Koinim be Mitzrayim. Pshita. Why would you think otherwise? Koinim Mitzrayim. It's a chizma koinim. Hakar I never thought. Hoyel chsiv. It says yoyim trua yelechem. Man, let's say Ella, but Kiddichad Yema, one day you have to blow Shofar Hashanah, then Chayev has to blow Shofar Hashanah. Hani Koinim Hoyo, the Eastern Bukia Kula Shasa, these Koinim have to blow Shofar a whole year. The Chesiva says, was Katim Bachat Soitalo, in the base of Mikdash. During the activities of the Oil, they used to blow Shofar all the time. Is Emo, I would have thought, Loyal Chayvu. I would have thought there shouldn't be chayiv. Kamashlo, and the coin the Mishnah tells you coin chayiv. Why would you think so? Me dummy, hosam chatzoit says hocha shayfer. What they blew in the base of Israel, the trumpets. We can read about this parsha. But in Rishon they blew a shayfer, different thing altogether. Why would you think a coin of potter? It's no, we need a tzak. I thought hoyu with now we learned shav hayevul reish hashana. We learned that yevul is just like reish hashana litkiya. You have to blow on Yom Kippur on yevul. Yom Kippur on yevul was like reish hashana. In fact, we learned shayfer. We can be, you know how many tkiyas to blow. We take the through. It says by Yom Kippur yevul, and it says by reish hashana. We combine two together. Litkiya ulebrach. Since we compare reish hashana and Kippur, I would have thought the easier be mitzvahs yevul. Those who are fall under the mitzvah of yevul come yevul. We have to return the properties to the rightful owners. Easier be mitzvah shana. They also have the mitzvah shana belonging to shayfer. The less of the mitzvah yevul, but they who don't have the mitzvah yevul, less of the mitzvah reish hashana don't have reish hashana. And we just read in parshas behar v'hani koini hoyevul less the mitzvah yevul. They don't have the mitzvah yevul at all. That now we learn koinim levim boichleilam. Everybody else who sells it comes back to them in yevul. The year of yevul itself, you can't even sell. Hashem koinim, if they sell, even in the yevul, it's a sale. The goyim laolam, and they can always redeem it regardless. For example, if you sell a field, Yisrael has to wait 2 years before he can buy it back. A koin can buy it back the next day. Is the aim of Mitzvah Shana. I would have thought, if so, he doesn't have the dinim of Yom Kippur, he doesn't have the dinim of Shana either. No Shofar. Kamash Malon, he the less new Bahashmotas Karka, he less new Bahashmotas Karka, Bahashmotas of him, but Bishluach Avodim Yisnu. When it comes to forfeiting his property or forfeiting his money, there's no Yevil by a coin. But when it comes to freeing, emancipating his slaves, even a coin has to emancipate slaves in the Yevil. So he does have some dinim of Yevil. Therefore, he also relevant. He's also included in the midst of the Kiyas and Shofar. Stop there. Change your mind.